This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Belongs to you. You have the whole world in your hands. Take advantage of that. Doug Steffen presents the DJV Experience with Doug Steffen.
I've taken care of myself.
Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, my pal Tom Kreidler, who hosts the home improvement program, The Money Pit, is one of the most intelligent people. And I say this lovingly, the folks who show up on this program only show up for one reason. Not because they're smart and good at what they do, but because I like them. And so, that in mind.
I'm the smartest guy in the crawl space. Let's put it
well,
that way.
Well, I find.
You got a question about home improvement. We'll take care of it.
You've figured it out. And a lot of people want advice on what's going on at home. So I'll give them the opportunity to share their question in any number. Well, there's three ways, actually. You can email me, Doug at DougSteffen.com, with a question for Tom Kreidler from The Money Pit. You can email him. It's Tom at MoneyPit.com, right? Isn't that how they get to you?
Yeah, show at MoneyPit.com.
Show at MoneyPit.com. Okay, and you can call us, though, if you'd like, with a quick question. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Here's Jonathan, who has a light bulb on his back porch. My God, he must be the only guy in America who's got a light bulb on his back porch. And it burns out every couple of weeks. He's using those damn new LED bulbs that are worthless.
I doubt that. My suspicion is he's using a standard incandescent bulb, and because it's a back porch, there's a door that goes out the back porch. And sometimes when those fixtures, when the door slams,
bang.
Especially it depends on how the wall is built, there's a rattle. Mm-hmm. Right, and that really wears on those bulbs. There is a type of light bulb called a rough service bulb, which is a heavier duty filament.
Yeah.
But to your point, Doug, the LED bulbs are so well made today that they're not impacted by that kind of vibration of the wall or the door slamming. So if I was him, I would just replace it with a good quality LED.
So there. All right, so
the prices, by the way, they're way down.
Are they now?
They were ridiculously
expensive the first case.
Well, but, expensive, define that, though. I mean, these things can last 20 years. So, would you pay $10, $12 for a bulb that lasts all that time? I mean, I think most people would. Mm-hmm. It's just that we're not used to paying that kind of money for light bulbs because we're used to throwing them away. But now, think of them as an appliance, right? I mean, it's like buying another small appliance. It's just going to last a long time.
All right. 888-302-3684. Question for Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Here's Margo in Florida who has an electronic air filter, wondering how to clean them. I don't think you clean them. I don't know. These are the kind that you can magnetize and clean them. Am I on the right path there?
Or you vacuum them? When you say electronic air filter, she's talking about the kind that's built into the HVAC system. It's a separate appliance. It's installed and wired in on the return duct side. It's a very efficient system. I mean, there's electronic air filters that can take 98% of the contaminants out of the air. Some of these can even take virus-sized particles out of the air. So they are among the most efficient ways to clean your air, which, by the way, is something that a lot of people don't recognize. When I was a home inspector, I always used to look at the furnaces to see what kind of shape they were in, and invariably we'd find either no filter or the filter that was the wrong size, and therefore all the air sort of going around it, or the filter that was put in there within the last decade and never changed. But if you have electronic air cleaning as the most efficient way to do that, to clean them, you really have to follow the manufacturer's instructions. But I know that there's a number of of them where the actual coil comes out, and you can wash it even in your dishwasher. And
really?
Run it to recycle and put it back, yes. But you need to follow the manufacturer's instructions. And if you don't have one of those, take a look at your air filters on the return duct side. Make sure you have them, A, make sure they're the right size, B. And I would buy a little better quality one, because the ones that are sort of that very thin fiberglass don't do a really good job of stopping any of the biggest particles in the air, especially now as we move towards the allergy season. You'll be a lot more comfortable in your house.
All right, so that takes care of Margo in Florida. Let's go to Ohio now, where Beverly's listening in Bryan, Ohio, with a question for Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Beverly, what can Tom do for you?
Well, it's regarding my roof and leakage. I've had my roof looked at, and they say it's okay. But when it starts to warm up a little bit after the winter and I get some rain, sometimes it leaks through, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do, because they tell me it's because it's frozen, maybe precipitation has frozen and it somehow lets the water in.
Does the water come in any particular place on a regular basis?
Well, it seems to in one bedroom or one section of the house more than others.
Is there a bathroom near there?
Yes, there is.
So on the roof where there's a bathroom, you're going to have a vent pipe that comes up. The most common places for roofs to leak are around the places where there's penetrations through the roof. So where you have a vent pipe that's that 3-inch round, either copper or plastic pipe comes through your roof. There's a rubber boot around that seals that at the bottom. Those rubber boots typically break down because of the sun, and the water will get in there, and it can sort of follow a pipe down and land anywhere in that particular area. That's one way the water gets in. Other intersections are ones called a valley, where two angles of the roof come together, or where the roof meets sort of a sidewall of the house. Shingles usually by themselves very rarely leak. It's always where something comes through the roof or where there's an intersection in the roof where there's a leak. And the type of leak that you're reporting is one that's probably forced on by wind-driven rain, so it doesn't happen every rainfall, but it happens when the rain weather conditions are just right. We're sort of driving in one side. So I would look carefully at all those penetrations. And then lastly, if your roof was put on in the last 15 years or so, it's going to be a fiberglass shingle as opposed to a cotton type of a medium that the shingle is. See, asphalt is the waterproof material, but the base of the shingle itself, years ago it was done with a sort of a cotton base. That's why the shingles are really thick. And then today it's done with a fiberglass base. That's why they're really thin. But these fiberglass shingles, if they're like 15 or so years old, they tend to crack. Now, you can't see this unless you're actually standing on the roof and look down at it, because it's kind of like a fracture. But if you have fractures in the shingles, then that actually could cause the leak. So I think a little further investigation is required, but those are the most common places where water would come through.
All right, Beverly?
Yes, thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, and thanks for the help, Tom. Johnny the K. Tom Kreitler is the host of the Money Poo. Money Poo.
Money Poo.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's Money Poo. Poo-poo on the money. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Go to MoneyPit.com. Tom will be here every week at this time to try to figure out what's going on in your home. Before you go, let's just spend a second on the storm. 30 inches of new snow in northern Maine today.
Wow.
Heavy winds, blowing snow, whiteouts.
Yeah.
Cars are, the power lines are falling down on cars. Trees are falling on cars. I don't know that there's any way, when it comes to trees that are around power lines on your property or otherwise, is there, the law is on the street, power company is supposed to take care of them. Who takes care of the power line on your property if there are trees around it?
Well, I mean, you do, and it's the kind of thing that you shouldn't be doing yourself. You should have a professional do it, but you do need to keep those power lines, those trees clear of the power lines. And actually, you get a lot of complaints from people across the country about that, because when the utility company comes in, they cut first and ask questions later. You know what I mean? They'll just completely obliterate a tree line if they think there's any chance it's going to knock the power out. But no, that's your responsibility. And you know, when you have really heavy snowfall like this, while it's happening, obviously there's not a lot that you can do, but when it's over, you want to be aware of the fact that you're going to have a lot of weight on your roof and on your garages and sheds and things like that. And if you can do this safely, you want to pull that snow off of that. Now, there's a tool that's designed for this, by the way. It's called a snow rake. And it looks kind of like an iron rake like you might use for the garden.
You get some of those. You got the East. We had a True Temper.
Yeah, you have some of those. I think it was True Temper. But they're about 3 feet wide, and they're very lightweight, and they have like
very
a 30-foot handle.
Yeah,
and so from safely from the ground, you can sort of pull in that snow off. Because here's what happens, Doug. The collapses and the damage doesn't usually happen when the snow hits. It's within those next couple of days, 2-3 days into that, when it starts to melt. Mm-hmm. And then when it's melting, that water sort of gets trapped by the ice dams on top of the roof, and that adds a lot of weight, and that's when you usually get the collapse.
I lost more greenhouses over the years on the farm from that. To clear the stuff off, it really is dangerous. And there's so much. And this snow in the Northeast, the last couple of storms have been very heavy,
Right.
You know, like the temperature is 30 degrees, so there's lots of moisture. If it's 20 degrees, the snow is dry. 30 degrees, it's a heavy snow. And that's what does the damage. So something to look out for. Thank you, Tom.
Always
great to have you here. You have earned my friendship and my admiration. Thank you. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Check it out every weekend on hundreds of stations around the country. He's no Kim Komando, but he does have a lot of knowledge. So, you know, you can't have everything. He said lovingly. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks. 17 past the hour. Time now for food news sponsored by Cozy Shack Pudding, which is absurdly delicious. Food news is today a focus on what happens if you're using a Weight Watchers program. I was looking at this earlier, and I wanted to pass this information along. So as soon as we get the Cozy Shack stuff out of the way, we'll focus on Weight Watchers. Cozy Shack and the pudding shorts. You've heard about the pudding shorts. Victorious. What a, Victorious. Victor, where's my, you know what? All of a sudden, what's the old expression? My eye teeth can't, or stuck behind, my tongue's stuck behind my eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying. So,
you're tongue-tied.
I am tongue-tied. If you have not heard about the nationwide pudding shortage, visit and like our posts on Facebook and Twitter for a chance to win a Cozy Pack Pudding Survival Pack. A DJV Survival Pack includes a $25 gift certificate, a gift card for Cozy Shack Pudding. Food news after this.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
All right, so let's see what we got here for news. Victoria, Weight Watchers starting a new campaign following research that found over half of the women in Australia feel self-conscious having a religious and sexual experience altogether because of their body image issues. And in order to promote these findings, Weight Watchers sent a mood light out to women who are journalists with a suggestion that it can help to increase confidence in the bedroom. This is kind of an interesting thing. It's called, or it's titled Weight Watchers Black. Not particularly well received. Message on the mood light package explains it's designed to give women a boost. Wow. How about this for Valentine's Day, boys? Don't get this for your girlfriend. it's aimed at bolstering self-esteem, but apparently the connection between a person's weight and their ability to enjoy making love has been blasted on social media. Duh, you think?
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. That's kind of insulting.
It is. Yeah, jeez. They made a big mistake, so Weight Watchers says. So I guess they rolled it out there first to see if it would work before they rolled it out here.
Boy, it's,
I'm guessing you're not going to see it here.
Wouldn't go over well here. Nope.
No. All right, so there's some info that you can use your head when it comes to, you know, the people. Everybody likes different things in the body of the people, whether it's men, what they like in women, or women, what they like in men.
And it's different for everybody. I think one of the biggest problems in the news media today is that there's this business about everything being the same. You know, all men like women to look like this, and all women like all men to look like that. That's not true at all. That's nonsense. Everybody's got a different thing.
Right.
So anyway, I guess we can, if you spent money on that, you're SOL.
Yeah.
But don't be sending that thing for Valentine's Day. 21 after the hour. It is Happy Valentine's Day.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Behold our music portion of the hour. Every hour at this time we have some music news and people that are from the music world making news. Joni Mitchell is in the focus right now, who's making a rare public appearance. Let's see if you remember this song from Joni Mitchell. Who doesn't remember this song? Crank it up.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell was, I think, the first girlfriend of note for Mick Jagger. And she's with that experience, she became addicted to any number of drugs that she's had trouble with her whole life. And thus her physical circumstance at the moment, she's in a wheelchair, 73 years old. She was honored by a number of people in a pre-Grammy celebration on Saturday. And one of the people that was there to pay tribute to her was folk singer Judy Collins. I always have thought Judy Collins was fabulous. It's something that maybe I grew up listening to her stuff as a jock in the 60s and 70s. And I listened to Joni Mitchell, too. She was very young at the time, teenager when she got started. So, anyway, they were at the party for Clive Davis at the Beverly Hilton here in Los Angeles. She's had a brain aneurysm. A lot of people think it's because of, I don't know, I mean, it's all speculation. People people say, what do people say? Well, people have got paper butts sometimes. But there are, she had a brain aneurysm. And by the way, usually if you have a brain aneurysm, it's curtains. You don't recover from it.
Yeah.
And the fact that she has survived after having a brain aneurysm a couple of years ago is really something.
Yep. Brett Michaels had one too, but they luckily got him into surgery right away.
Right.
And I think that seems to be the essential part of it.
I can name a half a dozen people that I've known or known about who have just died, including the mother of my girlfriend when I was in high school, who was 54 years old. I went upstairs and was going to take a nap, laid down in the bed, and her brain basically exploded. Gonzo.
And there's no way to have any symptoms or to know, right?
No. But the interesting thing is, Victoria, her daughter, who's the girl that I dated in high school, same thing happened to her when she was 62.
Oh,
same exact.
Oh.
Same. You don't mess with aneurysms. If somebody in your family has had one, whether aortic aneurysm or a brain aneurysm, you have to every year at least get all of your get an ultrasound of all of your arteries, veins, and stuff, because nothing to mess with. This woman is very lucky. She used to be at this party all the time, and so the fact she hadn't been around for a couple of years because of what happened to her brain was of greater significance for this big bash. And just, it's kind of neat to have some of these people. Neil Diamond was there, Britney Spears, Jennifer Hudson, Taraji Henson, who I'm becoming to, I like her. I've always liked her. I liked her in the first TV show of note that she was in was the one with, what was it called?
Was she a person of interest?
Person of interest, thank
okay,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was. She was one of the police officers there. Michael Keaton was at the celebration. Quincy Jones, Metallica, Stevie Wonder, Jeremy Renner, Ryan Seacrest. You can always find him lurking around. With any celebrities, you'll find Seacrest right there, handy by. That's good. He's a popular. He's not a bad guy, I don't think. I think he's been smart about what he's done. But you know what?
He's
going to be successful.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Hard work and smart. That's how you do it. And all those people whose names I just mentioned, I think, fall into that same category.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond has worked very hard over his career.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson's worked hard since her days on America's Got Talent. Or which one?
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah, she only made, I think, the top 12 or something, or top 5.
But she's worked hard at it.
Yeah.
So let's hold a good thought for Joni Mitchell's health. 28 past the hour.
Congratulations! You survived 3 consecutive years of record-breaking heat. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. It's uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Nearly all of production agriculture is impacted by the weather, so I feel confident that a story about 2016 being the hottest year ever for the planet is noteworthy for farmers and ranchers. The weather folks at NOAA and the space folks at NASA confirmed their joint weather observations. Deke Arndt heads the Global Climate Monitoring Branch in North Carolina for NOAA.
While global temperature is a very important and very direct indicator of the changes that we see in our planet, there are so many interconnected systems and data sets that describe those systems within the climate system, that this is just a glimpse into some of the consequences and other indicators of the planetary climate system.
Are we in for another record breaker in 2017? Gavin Schmidt with NASA.
Because we're right now starting this year with a very mild La Nina, slightly neutral to La Nina situation, we expect that to give a small negative push to next year's temperature. But because the long-term trends are so clear, it's still going to be a top 5 year in our analysis. I'm pretty confident about that, but it is unlikely to be another record year.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors. Build a whole blockade.
Doug Steffen presents the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan this hour, and
Keelan
and Shillin. And also Victoria Bullis will join us talking about Valentine's Day, love interests, true love, twin souls, all that good stuff. However, foist on the agenda is a focus on how much money you paid in taxes over the past 4 months. You know, the calendar year for the government goes from 1st of October every year to the end of September.
So in the first quarter of this tax year, that is October 1st, 2016, through January 31st of this year, the U.S. Treasury hauled in a record amount of money from you. $1,084,840,000,000 in taxes has set an all-time record for the amount of money that you're paying to run this miserable government of ours. Oh, my God, what an outrage. That's up about $5 billion from last year at the same time. If you look at these numbers and what in the world these people do with this money, we were just talking about what's going on with that river and the dam up in Northern California and how badly that's been handled. The government has known this has been a problem for 12 years and haven't done a damn thing about it. Not a thing. Think, oh, well, that could never happen. Hello, look at the way the, if you look at the spillway around this Orovill dam, all the great farmland has been washed away there, just rushing down the river. It's a complete waste and just another tribute or testament to how bad government is run. It's too big, out of control, nobody does things. It's just, and so you look at this, there's 200,000 people who are under evacuation orders there. And the erosion is awful. This is about 150 miles northeast of San Francisco inland in one of the most beautiful areas of our country. Great farmland, man-made lakes, and the water levels are so high that they had to open up the spillway. This has been 50-some-odd years since it was built, the first time this has ever happened, but yet it was something, again, that the nightmare continues. As people know in power that this was a problem and nothing got done about it. So I just think that this is, it's inexcusable. It really is. It's completely inexcusable. Okay, let's see what's going on with Victoria. I think are we ready? We got to, 37 after the hour. Victoria Bullis, who is our resident psychic. You can read about her on our website, her website, victoriabullis.com, or connect to her at Victoria Bullis. I suggested earlier, Victoria, that one of the best presents that could be from male to female or from lover to lover would be to have someone just like you, either a good psychic or a good astrologer, spend an hour with your loved one so that you can find out what it is that makes your loved one tick or what makes your relationship tick. And I wonder how much of that happens. Am I the only one who thought about this, or is this something that happens frequently? Valentine's Day becomes a good day for you talking to clients.
You hit the nail on the head. The most frequently asked question by a long shot is about relationships.
Yeah.
Love. You know, how can I improve it? Can I get him back or her? Everybody's life goes better when you have love in your life.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's true. It's whether you're a successful business person or you're healthy or not healthy, a runner, a singer, or whatever. If you're in love, your whole life is different, and that's the core of everything about who we are on Earth. Most people make money the core of everything we are or have on Earth, but it's really love.
Well, the old expression, cornball expression, love makes the world go round, that really is true, and without it, it's a sad existence, and so many people don't know how to handle it well, or we fiddle and faddle, we make mistakes, and I mean, but your job is to help people work their way around some of those mistakes. Some are common, some of them aren't, they seem to be bigger than they are. Do you find that to be the case when people worry about things? They call you and say, I just did this, is it going to ruin my relationship? You get to the bottom of that stuff a lot too, I bet.
Yes, indeed. Have I ever done that? Let me think. Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
We all make mistakes. We're here on Earth to work through them, get over them, and not redo them, and to put them aside.
Yeah.
And today's a great day. So many men. I work with tons of men. I have more men clients than women. I really do.
Do you really? Now that surprises me. You never told me that. I didn't realize that you had more men.
I get them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I understand.
What were you going to say?
I was just saying, when you were just laughing about me and some of the conversations you and I have had, and I would say that you're accurate. Yes, you do. accurate with a statement, not only accurate in talking and thinking through things with people that are part of the twin soul experience or the love experience or whatever it is, but you do get men, and what does that take? Especially, do you have a special psychic cog in your brain that is applied to men?
You know what it is? I'll tell you, this is the truth. It doesn't have any relation to what we've been talking about. I know that in all my past lives, I've been a man as much as I've been a female. We do go back and forth, and it's pretty much 50-50. So I really get women, I really get men, because I've been both.
All right.
With all the issues
Now, there's a great question. The next time I see you, I'm going to find out from you how many times I've been a man, how many times I've been a woman. Because
Do it right now?
Yeah, do it.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, give it your best shot. Go ahead.
So 60-40. 60, what would you say, female or male?
I'd say female.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
But it's only 10 points above 50-50.
Yeah.
That's why you too could relate to men and women. People that are very, very, very feminine have usually been women, and it hasn't been allowed to be otherwise in other lifetimes.
Well, I think that I'm in touch with my feminine side, and you've said that, and others have been too. So, and the people that I'm attracted to are the same. It seems I'm attracted to the same woman over and over again, life after life after life. It would be interesting to know whether she has been a man. What's the? You can probably pull that out of the sky as well.
Do I want to go there? yes, that is actually true.
Yeah.
And it's more like 65-35.
Really? So she's been a man 65% of the time. Yeah, okay.
Some of those very, very, very feminine, where it's a guy, like, say, a hairdresser, for example, or an artist, or a woman that's very, very feminine, has been feminine in most of his or her lives because it wasn't allowed to be otherwise. Someone who's very male, like a general or a colonel in the army, and really like a bulldog type guy, they've been mostly male. They don't understand women or how to deal with them.
Yeah, well,
if you've been half and half,
I think that's a career that we can all be challenged. And women, by the way, listen. The old Mars and Venus thing, women say the same thing, don't they? I don't understand men. I hear that in a number of ways. I just don't understand you. Isn't that what you hear more than anything else for both sides?
No, I wouldn't say so. I hear it, but not that much.
Really?
Not that much.
Then what would be today's biggest problem that you have to, you anticipate with Valentine's Day, you're going to have chats with all these people. What will be the single biggest problem Victoria Bullis will have to solve?
Not letting go of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Not being afraid that the past will repeat itself. Vengeance, fear of being done to again as it was before by other people. It's really not letting go of the past and being in the present. That kind of airy-fairy phrase, you know, living in the present, being Buddhist, living in the moment. But it's really true. You know, if he says he won't do it again, try to be in every moment you can. But he won't. But of course, be alert too. Don't be pie in the sky. Mm-hmm. Or with her, that she's not going to keep spending your money and hide it and go do things that you don't want to know that she's been doing with the money. Try to believe it. If it doesn't work and you keep, you know, trying to work through it and believe it's changed, mm-hmm. that's a lot. Believing it's changed will make it change a lot. And then, at some point, you go to therapy or whatever, and at some point you let it go if it isn't changing. But give it a shot.
Yeah.
I like
give
that. Come from a place of yes, you know, and
yes.
positivity. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you can always fix these things if you want to.
Sorry, I just want to say this. Victoria is an extremely positive person. I love everything about the way she thinks.
Aw, thanks.
Thank
ditto.
Yeah. Sure. Hear it for Victoria Loving Victoria. Yay!
There aren't many of us, so.
We have a great name for a reason, didn't we?
Yep.
And no accidents. So on the getting people to go to you for a reading, just because Valentine's Day, it's a good present, but you're not going to, you know, you don't have to do it on Valentine's Day. You can go to Victoria's website, Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, or at Victoria Bullis, and you can arrange, you give the present to the person you love and say, "There's here, get this session with Victoria, and do it whenever you want to, because I'm sure that everybody who wants to get it done can't get it done today."
Yeah, it's we have love issues all you know, 24/7 throughout the year, whether we know it or not.
No, we do.
But I do a lot of stuff. I've been doing this my whole life, so
yeah. All right.
Everything.
Victoria Bullis, BULLIS, or at Victoria Bullis, for a great present for Valentine's Day. Victoria, thank you. 45 past the hour. Time for us now to dive into Between the Covers. Victoria, we have Victoria S, and Victoria K, and Victoria B. Victoria, we can do Victoria.
Who's Victoria
K.
S?
That's a secret. I'm not telling you that. All right. Parachute makes bedding. Kara and Victoria and Jennifer and I have the pleasure to talk about Parachute's comfy bedding every day. It'll be our job to tell you what you're missing until you get it, and then you'll be telling other people how wonderful it is. I believe that you are, I think, from what I know of you, Victoria, you're the type of person, if something's good in your life, you're happy to tell lots of folks. And because we now have social media, we can pass these things along through Twitter and Facebook and all that other stuff, it becomes a great tool for helping people, because that's really what you want to do.
Right.
This is a help. You want a good night's sleep, you need to sleep on these sheets.
Right. And, you know, and speaking of helping people, one of the reasons that I absolutely love Parachute Home, beyond, of course, the product is amazing, the sheets are the softest.
How is your first night sleeping on this?
Oh, delicious.
Yes. Yeah, it is delicious.
Very, very nice. Yeah. But one of the things that I really love about Parachute in terms of helping people, if you return the sheets, any of the returns that they get, which I don't know how many they have because the sheets are so great, so I don't really know how often they do that, but they do give they give back to the community, and they give to Habitat for Humanity. They also have a program where they have bought, I think it's something like 200,000 malaria nets through the proceeds of the company.
Yeah.
And they give those nets, I believe it's Nets for Life, or I forget the exact name of the organization. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's such a
nothing
simple,
but nets. Nothing but nets campaign.
And it is such an easy way to save a life. I mean, malaria kills, I think we heard yesterday that malaria kills someone every 4 minutes, a child dies of malaria. Mm-hmm. And it's such an easy thing to fix. And so Nothing But Nets, they are also partnered with. So when you buy these sheets, you're really helping two other organizations at the same time. And that's just a total win-win for me.
There are all kinds of reasons to buy these sheets. However, the best one is that they're great to sleep on. All the other things are ancillary. Helpful. The price is right. The bedding is perfect. Go online and visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Parachutehome.com/DJV. You get free shipping with that. And the returns that Victoria was talking about are part of the way they do business. But the sheets, again, it's the how,
they're amazing.
It's the how and the why of doing this that you will find. Just I found them to be fascinating because it's such a difference, frankly. It feels such a difference. It's not a crazy price. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. That's parachutehome.com/DJV.
There's the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and the Movies for Grown-Ups Awards. AARP's nod to the best films with a grown-up state of mind.
I'm 50. This is the perfect place to do that.
Denzel Washington took Best Actor for Fences.
When I turned 60, I looked in the mirror. I said, you know, Denzel, this is not the dress rehearsal. This is life.
Best Actress Annette Bening in 20th Century Women.
Now I'm beginning to really understand we can always learn and we can always grow.
And AARP's highest honor, Career Achievement winner Morgan Freeman.
When I tell people that it's from my peers, I'm not talking about actors. I'm talking about grown-ups.
Let's keep making movies that matter.
Movies for Grown-Ups and Hollywood's A-List. One hot ticket.
Ooh.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's the matter?
Mary came over last night.
I went over to Sally's last night.
Because I was upset that Joe was getting married.
One thing led to another.
And before I knew it, we were kissing.
To make a long story short,
we did it.
They did it.
It's challenging.
I'm difficult. I'm too structured. I'm completely closed off.
But in a good way.
And I'm going to be 40.
When?
Kissing.
In 8 years.
It's not the same for men.
Uh-huh. Yeah, her face tells that story.
Oh, right, that's a low blow on that is a low blow on Valentine's Day, Doug.
Is it? Okay, happy Valentine's Day. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. That's a cut from When Harry Met Sally. So why that was that a great romantic comedy?
I did a revival of it in East Stroudsburg on Sunday night. We had about 50 people come out, which was pretty cool. The weather wasn't that great, so I was quite pleased. I tell you, the movie still holds up very well. It was made in 1989, directed by Rob Reiner, as most people know, starring Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan. You know what the age difference between those two were in that film, in real life? What, 13 years. He was 41. She was 28.
Really?
Huh. She was 28 when she did that?
Yeah. Yeah, she was 28 years old, and she's very appealing in that film,
wow.
And he's real good. And the reason that movie holds up, because they used a really good script. It's a really good script.
Yeah, everything about it was good, including, I'll have what she has.
Rob Reiner's mother.
Yep. All right, let's get to Chucker's pick of the top romantic movies of all time, his Valentine's gift to you coming right up here.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
All right, comments from the peanut gallery. The listeners who are interested in commenting about what Chuck has to say, send your email to me, Doug@DougStefan.com. Here's Francis Strouser, who writes, I disagree with Chuck Curry. He said he wasn't crazy about La La Land. First of all, it was great to see musical numbers without the bump and grind. Second, the freeway ground was stopped. That was very innovative. What do you think, Chuck?
I agree with everything she said, except the problem with the movie for me is that I wanted to see the trailer, the movie from the trailer, which is 100% full-blown musical, and what I got was 20% musical and a very much plotting middle section of that film. So it could have been a great film. Instead, it's a good one. I'm not negative that it's bad. It's just not. It's overblown in terms of its critical reception. I'm not going to back off that opinion.
She says that those are sad words of tongue and pen, Chucker.
That's okay, what are you going to do? Here's my top five best screen couples, my opinion from Valentine's Day. Number five, Notting Hill, Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant.
Nice.
I, 1999, I love that film.
Yeah,
number four, The Notebook, Rachel McAdams. I knew the minute I saw this film she'd become a major star in the industry, also co-stars Ryan Gosling. Number three, a lot of people say it's a sports movie, a boxing movie, but Rocky is a great love story, and the relationship between Rocky and Adrian is a great one. Number two, I'm going to go West Side Story because I love this film, my all-time favorite musical, Tony and Maria. And I love Richard Beamer in this movie, and I don't understand why some people criticize that casting. I thought the guy was awesome, and so was Natalie Wood. And number one doesn't have a feel-good ending, but it's always going to be Titanic for me from 1997. Jack and Rose, Leonardo DiCaprio, Doug, never more likable on screen. If you want to go older, I like the pairing of John Wayne and Lauren Bacall in The Shootist, and of course, Gone with the Wind is a all-time classic movie. And Casablanca also.
That's really very interesting. That's a very powerful list, Chucker. Good job.
Thank you, Doug. I did my homework.
Well, you know what you're talking about. Chucker knows more about movies, DVDs, videos, that kind of stuff than anybody I know. That's how come he's with us every day at this time. 59 after on the DJV Experience.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.